Did you know, as of September 2013, Pepperdine University spam filter stops 5.5 million spams a week. That is three times the volume of spam in April 2012. This filter is 99%+ effective, but that still means that in the average week, 6.2 spams make it by the filter for each address. Some of those spams are phishing scams. What is phishing? A phishing message presents an innocent-looking but dangerous request to share information, open a file, or run a program. The message may appear urgent or subtly enticing, but the goal is the same: to make money from your information, accounts, or computer for the cybercriminals. What is the danger? Once you've been tricked into giving up your account password or downloading a file that takes over your computer, the cybercriminals have a number of schemes that make them money at your expense, including sending a spam from your account, and you get to deal with the bounced emails, installing a keystroke logger to steal more passwords, installing a web logger, which copies all your data that you submit over the web, even to encrypted sites, or the latest trick, logging into PeopleSoft to change your direct deposit information. These are not theoretical concerns. The first three have happened at Pepperdine, and the last one is happening at other universities right now. How can you avoid being fooled? A 2009 research study showed that 45% of people directed to a fake website by a phishing scam entered their account password. These people were fooled by the fake message and fooled by the fake website. Learn the following two skills for all emails and websites in order to avoid the dangers of phishing. First skill, check before acting on unexpected email requests. Whenever you receive an unexpected email request, especially one that is urgent or enticing, use common sense to evaluate the message. If it seems suspicious, just delete it. If it seems likely to be real, contact the sender to confirm it. Remember, let your common sense guide you as to whether the message seems suspicious or real when you receive an unexpected email request. Then act accordingly. Second skill, check before entering your password. Whenever you need to enter your password, don't enter your password unless the website has the following. Encryption, the web address must show HTTPS or the lock icon. And a matching domain, the web address should match the organization. Remember, do these two quick checks before you enter a password, just like you always quickly check your mirrors before changing lanes on the road. Be safe, use these skills. If you practice these two skills, you are not likely to be taken in by a scam email and will not give away your password on a scam website. These skills safeguard your interests, our students' data, and the university. Thanks for listening to this audio recording. Learn more at our anti-phishing site, phishing.pepperdine.edu. That's phishing spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Thank you.